Welcome to your five for the day. How can we find true friendship in this often phony, temporary world? Friendship involves recognition or familiarity with another's personality. Friends often share likes and dislikes, interests, pursuits, and passion. How can we recognize potential friendship? Signs include a mutual desire for companionship and perhaps a common bond of some kind. Beyond that, genuine friendship involves a shared sense of caring and concern, a desire to see one another grow and develop, and a hope for each other to succeed in all aspects of life. True friendship involves action, doing something for someone else while expecting nothing in return. Sharing thoughts and feelings without fear of judgment or negative criticism. True friendship involves relationship. Friendship takes time. Time to get to know each other. Time to build shared memories. Time to invest in each other's growth. Trust is essential to true friendship. We all need someone with whom we can share our lives, thoughts, feelings, and frustrations. We need to be able to share our deepest secrets with someone without worrying that those secrets will end up on the internet the next day. True friendship stories are found throughout the Bible. In Genesis chapter 18, we read about God sharing his intentions with Abraham. Abraham responded by telling God his thoughts and feelings about the situation. God and Abram are able to do this because they trust and respect each other. 1 Samuel chapter 20 focuses on the friendship of David and Jonathan. These two men truly cared for each other and had great trust and confidence in one another. Because of the true friendship they shared, David survived Saul's assassination attempts and went on to become one of Israel's greatest kings. Real friendship looks at the heart, not just the packaging. Genuine friendship loves for love's sake, not just for what it can get in return. The Lord Jesus calls us his friends, and he laid down his life for us. Relationships in real life involve different levels of friendship, and that's okay. But humans are designed by God for lasting relationships. Often, our isolationist society offers only vague, empty relationships. God wants us to have friends here on earth. Most of all, he wants us to be friends with him. God's word tells us that a friend sticks closer than a brother, and that in order for one to be a friend, one must show themselves friendly. Proverbs 18 also says, "It's harder to make amends with an offended friend than to capture a fortified city." Arguments separate friends like a gate locked with iron bars. When we've offended a true friend, whether by breaking a trust or by speaking the truth with love, we risk losing that friendship. We must be careful not to break the trust. But when speaking the truth will cause greater hurt in our friend's life, we must be willing to sacrifice our needs for those of our friends. That is true friendship. If we sometimes offend a friend without meaning to, God's word offers a solution. It's called forgiveness. There's no greater example than the love of God for us. It is so great that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, in order that our friendship with God might be restored. He did that in spite of the fact that we have offended him deeply. We have disobeyed his commands, turned our backs on him, and followed our own path. Do you need a friend? God wants to be your true friend. Are you longing for companionship? God says, "I will never leave you or forsake you." Now that's true friendship, and it's forever.